Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. It is a Thursday night here on 105.3 The Fan, Fan After Dark style. Four nights in a row. The first full week of Fan After Dark being back. I know a lot of you, well, you know what? I don't know that a lot of you were bummed out about the Rangers not making the postseason. In fact, a lot of the feedback we've gotten from folks on the text lines and even on the Twitter lines have been like, hey, even though the Rangers are gone, we get Fred and Blake Monday through Friday. So that said, night number four on a thick Thursday. I am Fred. That is the reigning phenom himself, the one, the only, Mr. Blake Elliott, who I want you guys to chime in today. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Chime in today. This is Blake's last day as a 25-year-old.
This is, man. A couple more hours.
Okay. This is, well, I mean, if we're going to get technical, and you know I like to get technical, not about everything, but some things, we need to, you need to text Mama Kim and find out what time did Blake Elliott make his entrance on Earth.
Oh, my mom did call me around 2 o'clock today and say that around this time, 26 years ago, she was going into labor.
Going into labor. Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like you might have been an early, like maybe 1, 2 in the morning type deal.
I don't know. I feel like I was born during a Cowboys game. I'm pretty sure I remember.
Why don't you go ahead and text her? Because I'm sure she remembers that loud and clear. So, and if you've got any birthing labor stories that you want to share with us tonight, 877-881-1053. I don't remember my birth 44 years ago. Go ahead and cue the whatever old person joke you want to chime in with, because I can already tell.
I didn't have memory back then?
Said, yeah, we did. In fact, I was born in a one-room house, actually, in the country.
Grit. That's where the grit comes from.
That's where the grit comes from. That's exactly right.
Did they have cameras back then to capture said appearance?
That's it. I know.
They did a painting?
They did. Exactly. That's how old I am. That we didn't even have Polaroids back then. No, I was born at 10:32
at night.
Quick,
sketch him before he moves.
What's he look like? No, and that's how I know I was born to do sports radio, or at least be a sports person, because I was born right before the George Michael sports machine. 10:30 at night. And, of course, neither one of you have any idea what the hell I'm talking about.
Nope.
Lucius might know or remember the George Michael sports machine. Does he remember?
He ain't listening.
He doesn't remember the George. Ask him. I mean, just, yeah.
Knock his headphones off.
I mean, you know, turn around, look at him. Hey, do you remember the George Michael sports machine?
He says yes.
He does. Damn right he does. So Lucius remembers the George Michael sports machine. George Michael sports machine, and not the singer, but all my old heads will remember. Back before ESPN was the ubiquitous monster that it, you know, later became, George Michael would come on after the 10:30 news, or excuse me, would come on at 10:30 after the 10 o'clock news on Sunday night, and he had these huge buttons and this kind of like futuristic studio look, and he would just push buttons and then would show you highlights.
Wow. Wow, so Sports Center before Sports Center.
I'm telling you, man, the George Michael Sports Machine, it was lit. It was lit.
People are texting in their born stories. Fred was born in Park City in the home of
ETK. I'm sorry.
I'm just reading it.
Was born wet? Where?
I'll let you read it. Maybe you understand.
What does that say?
Blake, you share a birthday with a great man. My dad turns 83 tomorrow. Happy birthday. I appreciate you. 940.
Whatever, bro.
Shout out to your dad.
Shout out to you. No, shout out to Pops. Fred was born in Park City, the home of BTK. So, no, that's wrong. So, BTK was a famous serial killer. And BTK stood for Bind, Torture, Kill.
Wow.
But he was from Wichita, which is 2 hours south of where I was born in Topeka, Kansas. So,
I love how this person just said where you were born.
Yeah, very. I mean, look, I appreciate the fact that he knows I'm a Kansan. But, no, I am not anywhere near born from where our boy BTK was born.
Since we're talking about October 3rd birthdays, my girlfriend's birthday is also tomorrow. So.
Let's go.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Happy birthday. I don't want to. Have we said her name? I don't want to say her name.
Yeah, yeah, no. Okay. We can say her name.
Happy
Abby.
Birthday to Abby.
Happy birthday to Abby.
Happy early birthday. It's a good birthday.
Libra season.
Libra season.
Libra season.
A lot of Mavericks in that Libra season as well. So Gafford's birthday was yesterday. This is the. It's the best week of birthdays that you can imagine.
Well, I mean, it's up there. You know, I wouldn't say it's the best.
It is number one.
I mean, I would say Jesus is up there. I mean, December 25th is kind of a... I mean, before we commercialized it and made it all about presents, you know, old Jesus coming on the scene was kind of a big deal.
I'll take the two spot. I'll take the two spot.
You know, it's fair.
I'll take the two spot.
It's fair. So, you know, March 8th, also International Women's Day, big day as well. So, just throwing that out there for what it's worth.
I don't hear much buzz around the March birthdays.
Oh, so you don't like women, is what you're saying.
I love women, actually.
Yeah, so you don't appreciate International Women's Day.
I don't need a day to do it. I do it year round.
Oh,
I do it year round.
What
I don't need a day.
What a guy. What a guy. What a guy.
It's like waiting until Valentine's Day to take your girl out to dinner.
Yeah.
I don't need a day for that.
You know, I don't know about that.
That's where the posers come out, yeah. Valentine's Day. That's where the...
Or you just have a girlfriend that like... I mean, let's call it what it is. Valentine's Day more about the girl than it is the guy. In most cases.
The one time I got a gift for Valentine's, yeah. I was shocked.
What'd you get?
It was like a whole little goodie basket. It was like a good... Yeah, it was like a goodie basket of stuff. This guy's hicking you say. That's usually just the gift. That's it.
But which, no, hey!
Physical
you'll
gifts.
You'll take it. I got. You'll take it.
But I do have to share a story before we get into the Dallas Cowboys injury report. As we know, the entire team on the injury report, Tyler Smith, we see still dealing with stuff. You got new guys like Marshawn Nealon popping up on it today. So make sure we detail all that and get you guys ready for Cowboys Jets so you can sound smart at work and smart with your friends this
weekend.
Not
to say that you don't already sound smart because you listen to this show.
But the Tolos and the Fatties who listen week-long and gather all the information from Sean and RJ, K&C, G-Bag, and then Fan After Dark, You're superhuman when you go to work. You've got so much knowledge.
Cliff notes for your sports arguments at work.
Boom. And you're just firing off.
Just rattling things off.
If anything, they might be even more superheroes than we are because they get a combination of all of it.
877-881-1053. What's the worst guy or gal at your job who pretends like they know sports, but they don't?
And it's uber obvious.
And what's the one, like, and I'll tell you what.
Like, what's their take, usually?
What's the one, like, dead giveaway where you know that they don't know ball? Like, one thing I've picked up on is anybody who just recycles the same, you ain't gonna win the big one with Dak.
Yeah.
You ain't winning one with Dak. Jerry don't care about winning.
Jerry doesn't care about winning. Dak is not a good quarterback.
I miss Romo.
Trying to think of another one. Trying to think of one Cowboys related. That's probably the two right now.
Those are the two that, since I've been in the DFW area, those are the two that I hear most often.
Yeah.
Jerry doesn't care about winning.
You hear that on a day. You don't have to even talk in sports. You can just hear that in passing. Yeah.
Now, is there some truth to that? I don't know. I don't know. After watching the documentary, I don't know. You know? But the Dak can't win the big one. Mm-hmm. And then when you ask him why, well... I mean, look at him. He's the highest paid quarterback. Look at him. I mean, what have you won with him?
Okay. I mean, he's Dak Prescott. What else do you want me to say?
Even Christmas.
Jalen Tolbert's on that catching passes.
He ain't no Troy. I'll tell you that much.
Did you say these are the same people that would say Lamar Jackson can't throw?
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's a giveaway of people, because Lamar Jackson's been one of the most accurate quarterbacks the last like 3 years, like completion percentage, passer rating. This guy dots. You know, people are saying Lamar should run more. Like he has been a pocket passer, honestly, the last 2 years. So I think that's a great one, Kevin. Probably some more will come up throughout the show, but I do.
Cubs just knocked out the Padres.
Shout out, Jacob Ray.
Shout out to new guy Jay.
Tell you what, big day today for some of our 105 Through the Fan brethren. Jake Rietma, I know he's because Detroit held on, didn't they?
I don't know. I didn't see. I know.
I was gonna say they were up 6-3 or whatever it was when I left the house. So Jake Rietma's excited. He's punching the air right now, letting everybody know that his Detroit Tigers are going on to the second round, and the Cubs,
Padres
the
were
fighting degenerate Jakes.
This is my
Portillo's Dodgers as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're excited.
9-4-0 in quotes, put Milton in. That was a popular one.
Oh, that's
preseason or week one. The people that were saying that, yeah. That was a dead giveaway that you don't watch ball. You're just seeing TikTok highlights of him throwing bombs in training camp.
I mean, the fact that he had to finally win the backup job in week three of the preseason kind of tells you all you need to know. And I remember getting into an argument with somebody on Instagram about Joe Milton, where he said he had friends inside the building who said that, and again, this is just on social, so anything could be true, that that he was going to push Dak for the starter job. Yeah. I said, push him for the starter job? I said, this guy's barely getting the barely going to be the backup.
He's trying to push Cooper Rush for a spot on the roster.
He's trying to hold off Will Greer. I mean, what are we talking about here? Now, is Joe Milton a super good dude and has a hand cannon for a right arm? Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you see the video of him
nearly decapitating that poor kid? That's
he asked for it.
And you know what? I'm glad that people get to see just the difference between, regular Joe Schmuckatellis and professional athletes. Mm-hmm. Right? Because then it's like, throw me the football like you would an actual, pass. And this dude literally
right to the chest.
Got his head taken off.
He fell. But I did some at the gym today, Fred. Absolute recomp. Lost Colinas, gym. And I have to
just tell us everything that you did today? Because you didn't tell us in crosstalk what you're going to tell us today.
Yeah, I'm about to do it right now.
Okay.
Phenomenal gym. And this right now, the spacing is perfect. The amount of people there. I went around like 11 o'clock, noon, whatever. Working out with my boy. Shout out to my boy, Michael, esports trainer. Met him with some of the Call of Duty and Halo guys. And he hit me up. Let's get a workout in today. So I did. Me and him got a pump. Chest day, he helped me out on my form a lot. Helped just push me in general up the weight. Let's do it. It was great for me. Do that, and we're at the shoulder press downs, back wall. You know what it is in recomp.
You talking about the tricep press downs?
Yeah, yes.
Tricep push downs.
So I'm right there, and to my left, there's another tricep push down, literally almost on top of you.
Yes.
And when I see maybe one of the best looking girls I've ever seen in my life,
girl I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not exaggerating.
What she look like?
Probably 5'7", short kind of bob cut, like right to down to her shoulders.
Okay,
blondish brown hair.
Okay,
sweats and a
crop top,
but had a jacket over, fully covered.
Okay, I appreciate
it. Just a beautiful face.
Yeah,
and literally caught my eyes in the mirror, and we kind of glanced at each other.
Sounds sexy, right? Sounds sexy.
And it was perfect. I'm doing my set looking swole. Like I'm feeling good. I was feeling okay.
Did you hold it for a second so that the horseshoe could pop out for just a second?
The horseshoe was popping.
Okay. I'm proud of you right now.
I turn around and we do make eye contact.
Yeah.
And then I have an excuse to be in her line of sight because my water bottle was right in front of where she was trying to sit down at the machine.
Love it. Love it.
So, I make myself, I just take my time.
Excuse me.
I'm going to make eye contact. She smiles. I'm like, I'm in there, right? I'm over here thinking that she's checking me out, right?
Yeah.
I'll spoil it for you. She wasn't. we go to do one or two other machines.
Yeah.
I see her where I'm done with my workout. We just finished. We're about to start walking towards the exit. And she's on the cable machines on the way out. I said, Blake, I'm talking to myself in my head. You're going to be so mad at yourself if you do not talk to this girl at all.
Shoot your shot.
Just shoot your shot.
Which is a ballsy move at the gym. Let's call it what it is.
I have 0 out of 0 times ever shot my shot with a random person at the gym in my entire life.
Really?
Like walked up to a person I have never talked to and been like, hey, what's up? But I would just shoot.
Why not?
I thought she was kind of feeling me. She looked super pretty.
Yeah.
So I walked up. Now this is the part where you can laugh at me. She's got headphones on. Kind of stick my hand out to get her attention.
Hey.
I thought she was going to take them off. She just kind of pauses them. Puts the headphones on.
Wow.
Hits the pause button.
Didn't even take it off the ear. That's never a good start.
Kind of smiles at me like, okay, reading the body language.
Yeah.
She didn't make a frowning face.
Right.
Smiles. I go, hey, don't mean to bother you. I know you're working out, but I think you have a great face for content.
Okay. That's not the one I would have gone with. But
and,
all right.
Okay.
And she's just kind of looking at me. She goes like, thank you. And I said, well, do you do like any?
What are you supposed to say to that?
Blake, what do you think she thought you meant
guys,
by that?
Guys, that's why I froze up. She was, I asked her, I said, well, do you like do content? Like, I'm trying to, I do my thing. I'm trying to do some more content. Like, do you also do content? Because this girl I'm talking, I'm going to show you Fred in the break, drop dead gorgeous. Like,
right?
And
I mean, it is absolute recomp. There's plenty of those there, but continue.
And she had, you know, I don't know, just the vibe was hitting with me. And
was hitting with you or wasn't hitting?
No, like in my head, I'm like, I have to talk to this girl.
Yeah,
like,
no, I respect
like,
that.
Like, this girl even said, let's go
you
get.
You have a great face for content. Okay.
And did then, you continue to use the word content?
I did. I said, I do a little bit of content. I do some gym stuff, do some podcasting. I'm on the radio. I'm trying to give a quick little elevator pitch of myself. And I go, so do you do content? And she goes, yeah, I do. And said it pretty confidently. And I'm like, okay, like maybe she just does stuff with her friends.
Yeah.
I'll just follow you on Instagram. That's kind of my exit.
Yeah,
and
she's like, no,
you
know, I mean, let me just get your Instagram. Might as well.
If she's like, oh, I don't do Instagram, I have a boyfriend, then you know. But she didn't. She I pull out my phone,
yeah.
Hand it to her. Unfortunately, there's another girl's name in the search bar, like right under it. But either way, types it in. I go and look once I get in the car. 160K on Instagram. Follows like 12 people. So I have a 12 out of 10 feeling she will not be following me back.
What's did it say what kind of content she does?
She does gym content. She does gym content. Like, okay. She like is like, I don't see like just films,
I mean,
look, workouts.
I appreciate you shooting your shot. I mean, you might as well follow with a message.
I mean,
who cares?
I had to shoot my shot. And
you
so
know,
maybe
you just need to refine the question a little bit.
I'm thinking maybe the question wasn't great. I'm thinking there's two ways of it being good. Way number one is I just message her out of the blue, and maybe she bites at something. Hey, we should film a gym video together. Maybe she says yes or no.
Mm.
Other, maybe it's the Tolos.
Maybe take her out of the gym. Maybe take her out of the gym.
But I'm trying to use that as a ploy. Yeah. Maybe that I'm not asking her out. And then maybe once we do some content, oh, he's funny. He's good looking. We should go on a date versus like,
yeah, but just I would say let's grab coffee.
But that's a date. That's what I'm saying.
Is it though?
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
It's you talking.
You could ask her to grab coffee on the way to go into the gym to do content. Make it like a double thing.
We'll get coffee after. See how you like.
I'm out of the game, so I don't know.
You're gonna be like, I understand why you walked up to her. And for all the tellers that obviously can't see her, this is not some super voluptuous, you know, stuff hanging out everywhere.
What did you say to her again? You have a great face for content,
dude. Her face was a 15 out of 10. When I saw her, Fred, I couldn't stop looking at her throughout the day. And I usually don't get like
you
that.
You know, I may just start using that to random people. That may be my new line just in life. You know what? You've got a great face for content. I mean nothing by it. I'll see you later.
See, I retold my gym partner. He goes, she probably thought you were talking about OnlyFans when you said that. When I said you have a
I mean,
face
it's
for
a
content.
Very open-ended, because what is she supposed to say? I mean, you need to say something kind of open-ended that would require a response.
I usually do. I'm usually pretty good at hitting on girls. I was nervous because one, I've never done in the gym.
Well, that's the other thing,
and
right?
And two, this girl was one of the most attractive people I've ever seen.
You need to do something that at least requires her to give more than just a yes or no response.
Hey,
kind of like an open-ended question.
What are you hitting today?
Outside of you've got a great face for content, I mean, that just seems so naughty.
I didn't think it was the way to go.
I don't know what other way. Look, on one hand, I'm proud of you today, okay? Because look, as somebody who has, look, I told you, I've shot my shot at the gym.
I've never done it because I'm not the biggest guy at the gym, so I don't. But it just felt right. It felt like she wasn't like super muscular.
Yeah,
she just seemed like a normal girl that had.
Yeah,
a
but
really
you're also not
face.
Some scrawny nerd either, yeah. Right?
I thought, you know, I mean,
you're creatined up right now. I appreciate that. TB, you know what? To be continued.
To be continued.
To be continued.
If I see her again, do I say something?
I think you got a better shot in person.
She didn't follow me back on Instagram, so do I say something?
No, she's not. She's not yet. I mean, she follows 12 people, for God's sake. Who does she follow? Tell you what, when we come back, we'll find out who she follows. And then, I'll tell you what, is she on the Cowboys injury list? Because I tell you what, it seems like half the team is. We'll discuss that more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Funny words, Fan After Dark. A lot of content here on the text lines right now on the Franklin Frankel Injured Attorney text line, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Again, she's a good-looking woman, okay? Blake showed me her Instagram during the break. She is a attractive woman.
Did I describe her correctly? Did I miss anything? You saw a couple different pictures and videos.
No, I mean you did. I mean, I yeah. No,
I know, I'm actually a sucker for short hair.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, and knowing you as well as I do, like when I saw, you know, seeing that. I mean, two things come to mind. One, that's what you see at Absolute Recon. Number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, that's your wheelhouse, mm-hmm. right? Like, now she looks like she might be a little bit older than you.
Yeah.
Okay. First and foremost, which I'm a fan of. I've been telling you to go find you an older woman.
Honestly, most of the girls I've been chatting with have been older.
Can we, and look, I know we're going to talk sports here, but we've kind of gotten all over the place here just a little bit. And I don't want to pull the curtain too far back on your dating life, but what is this deal with women who think that because they're 4 years older than you are questioning, is this okay? I know it's not within my age limit. 4 years.
I'm ready for the big leagues.
I mean, what are we talking about? And again, maybe it's this generation. Maybe it's this. I mean, I'm 44. Dude, when I was 25, I was dating a 38-year-old. All right? I mean, I don't know. And you guys are way too young to remember this. Back when Ashton Kutcher was dating Demi Moore. Hell, married Demi Moore. I mean, that was a big thing back in the day. So I don't, I mean, 4 years is child's play. Maybe that's not the right word to use, but.
Definitely not the right word to use there.
God, you guys are creeps. Huh? Can't use any kind of just tongue-in-cheek phrases anymore around you guys.
Well, sounds sexy, right?
The Rams are down 7-0 to the Brock Purdy-less Juwan Jennings and Ricky
Sky Moore led.
We got Jake Tongs with the first touchdown of the game. Backup tight end for the San Francisco 49ers.
I picked the Niners. You picked the St. Louis Rams. St. Louis Rams. Wow. Los Angeles. I'm just telling you what. I'm just pulling out all the oldies but goodies today. You're going with the Rams today. They are 8.5-point favorites.
And I feel like they'll cover.
I'm not saying they
won't. He is on pace, man.
Thursday night games go one of two ways. They're either absolute blowout bloodbaths or they're ugly, muck it up type games. And I could see San Francisco doing just that. All right. So, real quick, I say go ahead and holler at her one more time.
I might have to.
I think you should. I think you should.
And it is good because I get a little bit of social anxiety of asking a girl, like shooting a shot with a girl with other people around. Like everyone's kind of watching you.
Which I get that.
Which is what happens at a club or a gym. So that's why I'm not a huge fan of that. But at Recon right now, there's really not that many people there. Like, especially the time I go, there might have been 50 people in there. No one's really paying attention to me. So I was able to do it in pretty incognito, if you will.
Which I appreciate. Like I said, I would take one more stab at it and, kind of just leave the ball in her court. And if she bites, great. If she doesn't, hey.
And reading all
no
of the
harm,
stuff.
No harm, no foul.
Reading all the stuff in the text line, I think my content may have came across as OnlyFans. The more I think about it.
It's a wild pull, I'm not going to lie. But you know what? I appreciate the originality of it.
Yeah.
I think less of the, you have a great face for content.
I was thinking like the face of the brand. Like you'd be great in a video, like a YouTube video at the gym. That's what I was thinking in my head, but it came across.
Were you able to laugh it off?
Oh, it wasn't like standing there serious. Like you got a face for content. Like I wouldn't be weird.
I mean, I know you're not that weirdo.
I was like, hey. Blake.
So what did you say? I mean, what was the look on her face?
She was smiling. She was smiling.
What kind of smile? Was it like, hey.
Was it like, I feel bad for you, so I'm going to pretend that I'm listening smile? Or
It definitely wasn't a ear-to-ear, come give me a hug smile, but it wasn't a get away from me creep. Like,
okay.
She took my phone, went, typed in her Instagram.
What was the final thing you said to her before you walked away?
All right, have a good workout.
What'd she say? Did she smile? Did she nod? Oh, you gave a fist pump.
Fist pump.
Okay.
So have a good workout. I gave her a fist pump, and she said, you too. I said, in my head, I'm finished.
I think we go. I think you need to try for part two, but in the job.
I've actually done. I was just hitting chest if you missed.
I'm done.
Remember the guy by the wall?
So the fact that she thought you were still working out, did we think you may need a bigger pump?
I mean, I think she was just saying it in general, just like, have a good one.
No, I'm kidding. Or am I? I think I agree with CAC. I think there needs to be a part two. I think you go ahead and
maybe I'll put the Ray-Ban Meta glasses on and record.
Okay, don't do that.
Are people doing that in y'all's gyms?
No, not that I know.
Don't do that. Okay. Don't do that.
Hey, can you look up a little bit more when you say no or yes?
And I would kind of come. I would say something about make fun of you for saying the content line.
Yeah,
have fun with it because she seems very down to earth, even though she's got a gazillion followers. Something along those lines.
Okay.
Give it a shot. I say coffee. I'm a big coffee guy. You can't go wrong. Because look, here's the thing. It's inexpensive.
I'm going to say, hey, Kyrie talks to me and you can't. Just big baller.
Okay.
Cooper Flagg sat down with me and I can't get 3 minutes with you.
Seriously. Quick question. If you had to do a TED Talk on something besides a gym, what would it be?
That's what I should have asked.
Smile to the camera. I'm just doing some real quick content. Would you mind?
The crazy thing is she might have more followers than some of the players on the match.
Oh, she absolutely does. She's got 160,000 followers, man. So, yeah, she's obviously doing something right. Okay. It feels like there's that many people on the Cowboys injury report right now.
Yes.
They added one more person today. Marshawn Nealon was added to the injury report today. I know I said it kind of tongue-in-cheek during the crosstalk. I'm getting a little nervous about this game on Sunday. Like, I felt good about it to start, and not to say that I still don't. Do you wonder, and maybe this is setting up just right for the Cowboys, right? With the feistiness and this would be a real shoddy gut check, so to
me, the biggest one, and I don't think I'm breaking news with this one, is if your boy Tyler Smith isn't able to go. He was a DNP again today at practice, has not practiced this week with the knee injury. To me, that's the biggest one on the injury report. It's your best player, and your offensive line has already fallen apart. Marshawn Nealon is a good run stopper. In comparison to your other DNs.
I mean, you're not losing sleep over that. I mean,
but you're not losing sleep. Like, if he doesn't do it and someone else gets more in the rotation.
We'll just give 10 more snaps to Sam Williams again. I mean, here's the other thing, too. I mean, all jokes aside, though, Jadeveon Clowney should get more reps on Sunday, right? So I would expect to see more Jadeveon Clowney. Obviously, Dante Fowler's going to be out there. I think Ezeraku, we're starting to see more. You want to do the snap count thing tonight? Great minds. So I'm just wondering, but no, I'm with you 110% because look, your two best, or hell, your three best backup linemen are all being used right now in Nate Thomas, Brock Hoffman, and TJ Bass. Who is Cornelius? Because I don't think Adeniji is a guard. Now
They got him kind of flexing both.
Okay, so he's kind of like you're just swing offensive tackle or just swing lineman.
Yeah. You want to guess who's just leading the team in overall snaps?
Defensively or offensively?
It's not the quarterback. I'll give you that hint. Because special teams and whatnot.
Who's leading the team in snaps?
Devontae Turpin.
293. He has played every snap. He's the only player on the Dallas Cowboys. Let me check the defense. He's the only player on the Dallas Cowboys that has been on the field for every snap that he is eligible for, you know, obviously on the offensive side.
Huh. I'm going to go with Tyler Smith.
Tyler Smith is the correct answer. He's played 100% of snaps for your Dallas Cowboys on offense. 293 already, which maybe correlates with, you
or
know.
Do you, or do we think that it's just precautionary, and that's the other reason why he isn't practicing?
Brian Broaddus, y'all talking about Tyler Smith, correct? Yes. Yeah, Broaddus put out that it's a tendonitis issue that he's dealing with.
Never
I mean,
good.
I mean, I haven't had tendonitis since high school, so I can't speak to that.
What player you want the snap counts for?
Let's go D-end. Okay. Let's go, I mean, you know, cornerback, I mean, safety, we really? You're doing the best with what God gave you on that front.
Okay, we'll pull up our boy Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa last week played in 34% of snaps, 29 total plays.
Sam Williams. Okay. Good. How many did Dante play?
Dante Fowler for your Dallas Cowboys played in, sorry, you know, this is a little archaic on Pro Football Reference. You got to click on the player. Dante Fowler played in 41% of snaps, 34 total plays.
So. Okay. And then how many did Jadeveon end up getting?
Jadeveon Clowney for your Dallas Cowboys against the Packers last week played in 27% of snaps, 23 total snaps.
Okay. So I think that number will increase without question. I mean, we talked to him Sunday after the game.
As a Raku. 40 snaps, 48% of snaps.
Okay.
So I think he's got the highest numbers.
Yeah, so I think you'll see a slight uptick with him. I mean, if Nealon goes down or if Nealon can't play because of his knee issue, Jadeveon's will increase.
Dude, Sam Williams snaps dropped. He went from 61% and 61% in week two.
Yeah.
54 in week three. I'm talking about Sam Williams. And then in week four, 34%.
What our boy James Houston, I'm guessing he saw an increase.
James Houston last week. Let's see. He got 26% of snaps. So he's gone from 15% of snaps, 22% of snaps, 23% of snaps to 26.
So he's seeing a gradual increase.
Seeing about a two tick increase every week.
I mean, again, not to say anything bad about Marshawn Nealon, but I mean, it's not like if he can't play Sunday, it's the end of the world. You'll be fine.
That's correct.
There's plenty. I mean, look, we're not seeing the performance and the results out of this defensive end group that we'd like to see from a, you know, pass rushing standpoint. But I guess the one encouraging thing about that group, though, is that you do have 5-6 guys in that role that, you know, again, God forbid, one goes down, you still got plenty of guys to step in. I mean, there's nobody right now, and this is the bottom line, there's nobody right now that if you lost one guy, you're going to say to yourself, oh, my God, that's the end of the world.
Correct.
And I don't even know if you'd, I mean, if Marshawn, I don't even know if people would notice Marshawn Nealon wasn't playing Sunday.
If we didn't come up
if
with
we didn't
report,
say it.
I think that's
hell, you had two guys. I mean, hell, you could probably lose two guys off that group and nobody would notice.
So Ezeraku was the defensive end on the field for the Cowboys the most during that Packers game. He saw his highest snap share at 48%. He was at 34, 38, 45, 48.
I think so Ezeraku's going to have a breakthrough game here pretty soon.
He was the guy on the field last week.
You're starting to see gradual improvement from him. I think they're starting to trust him a little bit more, and I think he's starting to figure some things out.
That full injury report, Tyler Booker has not practiced all week. We know with the ankle, he's probably not going to play. Tyler Guyton, your starting left tackle with the concussion, has not practiced all week. It's not looking good for him. Malik Hooker with the toe, he has not practiced all week, not looking good for him as well. CeeDee Lamb, we know, is not going to play. Miles Sanders with the knee and ankle has not practiced all week, not looking like he's going to go.
Jaden Blue's getting all kinds of love.
Jaden Blue already got elevated and expected to play, so you'll see some UT love on Sunday. Tyler Smith, we just talked about with the knee, has not practiced this week. Kevontae Turpin with the foot has not practiced. That's not a good sign.
To your point, real quick, because we got to go because we got Grant Asseth covering all things Mavs. He's up at training camp right now. We're going to have him come on next. And we'll talk more about this in the 9 o'clock hour when we do our Cowboys conversation part two with Tyler Smith being 1A as far as who I'm most concerned about missing on Sunday. dare I say, Kevontae Turpin would be 1B.
Yeah, I don't think you're far off. Kalen Carson with the knee, he's been limited all week, which is a good thing.
But he's in that 21-day window. So
I'm saying that's a good thing that he's even practicing now.
I mean, hell, it's glad to see that he's still alive.
Trayvon Diggs with the knee, he's been limited all week. Deron Bland, though, your other corner, has been a full go this week. That's some positive news.
That does sound good.
Two more notes to get us out of here. Jonathan Mingo, also in that 21-day window with the knee. He's been limited. That's a positive.
Love to hear it.
And then Kenneth Murray has been limited all week. So injury riddled for your Dallas Cowboys. The Jets got Braylon Allen on, didn't practice. Michael Carter didn't practice. Jermaine Johnson hasn't practiced. Mason Taylor's been limited. And yeah, that's about it.
That's all. We'll touch more on this in the 9 o'clock hour as well. All right, coming up next. Let's talk a little Mavs basketball, boys. Grant Abson, he's up in O Canada, eh? Let's hear from him next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your Dallas Mavericks training camp has continued in Vancouver. We gave you the injury updates the other day that Daniel Gafford rolled his ankle and he'll be out for 2 to 3 weeks. PJ Washington bumped heads with Jaden Hardy and he should be good to go tomorrow. And then we also had Brandon Williams with a hamstring strain. And he'll be out for a week. Dante Exum, we still haven't heard any word about him practicing. We'll make sure we'll ask Grant about that one right there. From the video that I showed you earlier, Fred, of Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis connecting on the little 3-on-2 fast break drill and kind of working as a unit, are you liking everything you're seeing out of training camp so far?
Man, look, I'll tell you what. Don't even waste my time because you already know where I'm going to go with this. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline because our boy, friend of the program, and dare I say, and you know what? I say a lot of things. Maybe the hottest scribe in basketball. Let's not just put a Mavs name on it.
I'm going to say on and off the script.
I'm telling you right now, DFW stand up, Grant Afsith, my man has been putting in work for years, but I'll tell you what, he's finally getting his just due. Grant, I'll tell you what, it is our privilege and our honor to have you on the program when we do and call you a friend of the show. And I'll tell you what, we're geeked about the Mavs. We know you are too. One thing that we did on Mavs Media Day and we didn't get a chance to see on Monday, which for me, it probably wasn't a bad thing because I looked like death warmed over. That's a whole nother story. how impressed are you with what you've seen so far out of Cooper Flagg for the first 3 days?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of impressive things. Klay Thompson has spoken very highly of him and pointed out the fact that he's just got a relentless motor. He's jumping into every drill. He's giving high energy, no matter if his shot is falling. I think that's something that really stands out about someone who's 18 years old and is going to their first, you know, training camp. It seems like he doesn't allow any like frustrations or, you know, like being a typical young player where you may not be certain of what you're doing. He doesn't allow that to get in the way. He has been a vocal communicator and yeah, just checked every box that you would possibly want from a young player stepping into their first training camp.
Grant, good to have you on, my boy. When it comes to the guard positions, how have kind of some of the lineups worked out? Who have the guys that you've seen that have been impressive? We know B. Will suffered the hamstring strain, and Kyrie's obviously not out there. Kind of how has D'Lo looked? I know we were seeing if Exum was going to practice. I don't know if he got out to practice today. Just how the guards looked in general.
Yeah, so they had an off day today, and Dante hasn't practiced yet since the start of training camp. And there isn't really a specific like mentioned reason as to why yet, because the team isn't like necessarily obligated to report those injuries until the regular season starts. So it's kind of up to, you know, Jason Kidd to let us know. And he didn't mention the specific reasoning behind it. I did see he had like ice over his left knee on the first day. So I don't know if it's something related to that, but, you know, surely we'll ask tomorrow when they practice again. But, you know, just on the overall guard situation, they've spoken very highly of Dennis Smith Jr. and also, you know, D'Angelo Russell, both of the available guys for the first 2 days. Didn't hear anything in particular about like Ryan Nembhard yet. But Dennis Smith Jr. and D'Angelo Russell, they've looked very good. Jason Kidd even mentioned that he looked like a star yesterday in their practices.
Who's that?
Dennis Smith.
Yeah,
Dennis Smith did.
But D'Angelo Russell as well. His communication has been, you know, at a high level. You know, as Jason Kidd had mentioned, and he's been a good floor general in his opinion too. And yeah, I think he's done pretty much what they've expected. He's been very, you know, focused on being a complementary piece. He doesn't want to be called a point guard. He wants to be called a basketball player. He wants to play on or off the ball at a high level, kind of regardless of what the team is asking him to do at that particular time.
Grant, when we talked to Dennis on Monday, the thing about, I mean, he's only 27 years old. I mean, it feels like he's been around basketball forever. You know, I mean, it seems like a long time ago when he was taken ninth overall. What are the chances that this guy is going to make the roster considering how deep this team already is?
I think it's going to be very, very, very slim to start the season, but I think it's one of those options of creating kind of like a pathway for, you know, a backup option as this like middle of the season in case you end up needing a player to come in and play guard, because he's going to be on that Exhibit 9 contract, which is mostly just a training camp deal that unless there's an open roster spot where it converts to a 1 year minimum contract, it ends, you know, once those roster cuts are made. So I think just from an overall structure standpoint with the roster, there isn't room for him until they make room. And I think it's just about really getting him into camp, getting him acclimated in case there ends up being an opening a little bit later down the line is my current like read on it.
I'll ask you an open-ended one, Grant. Take it how you want. Who's got the most pressure on them this training camp and getting ready for the season while they're in Vancouver?
I think probably the wing rotation, I would say, because I think Jason Kidd's not revealing the starting lineup, but I think we all kind of expect D'Angelo Russell to start at point guard. And I think the wings outside of Klay Thompson, they're all going to have a tough time competing for minutes. Like, I think you have like a Najee Marshall, Caleb Martin, you know, PJ Washington is going to get minutes, obviously, like he's a big part of their future. But I think those other players like that are going to be, you know, having that pressure to earn those minutes since it's just such a like saturated, you know, wing rotation after winning the lottery and bringing Cooper Flagg in. I think those are the players that have like the small margin for error where they're going to have to really earn every minute that they get.
Another guy that is kind of got an interesting situation going into this 2025-26 season is Jaden Hardy. And, you know, one thing that he mentioned to us was that You know, and again, I'll defer to you on this because I don't know how much he's talked about this at previous Maverick media days, was that, you know, he had to get after it on defense. And I think, look, we all know about his ability as a scorer and what he can do on the offensive side of the ball when he's healthy. How much is this guy going to have to play defense or get better as a defender if he's going to actually play on, you know, play this year?
Yeah, I think the consistency is going to be a big thing for him defensively. That's definitely been one of the focal points, you know, throughout his Mavericks tenure, as well as making, you know, quality passing reads when he's attacking, particularly the low defender on that weak side corner, like knowing when to spray it out as opposed to forcing it. Those are kind of the two main focuses that the team has had throughout his time, you know, in Dallas. And I think, you know, just overall with the competition, you know, in the backcourt and the position group, you know, like Adante Exum has earned minutes throughout his time when he's healthy because of that on-ball defensive pressure he brings. He's steady with the ball. So I think someone who kind of does the things that they don't feel quite yet that Jaden Hardy has developed to doing kind of gives you the answer of, like, what they really need to see from Jaden to earn that consistent opportunity aside from when, like, those injuries pile up and they have to have someone else go out there and play.
We see AD talking about working himself back into shape. We know about the eye surgery that he had to get. We see Daniel Gafford on the injury report for the next 2 to 3 weeks. The big man rotation right now, do you feel like we're going to see a kind of new age where they're getting fed the ball in the low post with this Dallas Mavericks? I think all the people listening right now are so used to Kyrie and Luka, and obviously mainly Kyrie in the last year or so kind of being what carries this team. Could this be a different looking team this upcoming year?
Yeah, I think in general, what they're probably going to be approaching it like, as Anthony Davis had mentioned, you know, at yesterday's practice, is he expects them to feature him kind of like the Sacramento Kings featured Domantas Sabonis as like a hub or a facilitator. And Jay Triano, his, you know, offensive philosophy, there's a lot of player movement, a lot of handoffs. And, you know, he's in charge of the offense coming from the Sacramento Kings. That's where that Domantas Sabonis comparison comes in. So I think, you know, obviously, like, there's differences in that roster between this Mavs team where, you know, you're comparing it to Sacramento, where Sacramento had Sabonis playing the five very, very heavily with, you know, a stretch four, like mostly a wing player at the four, as opposed to playing next to a, you know, more so non-shooting center like a Daniel Gafford or someone who, you know, we haven't really seen the shooting yet from Derek Lively, even though, you know, on the practice court, of course, we see it, but not in game situations with a green light. So I think that's where there's going to be some contrast to, you know, that system comparison with the Kings. But I think we'll see a lot of, like, the ball in space for Anthony Davis. He'll probably have plenty of touches on the elbow. And, you know, when there's mismatches and they're forcing switches, I'm sure he'll get on the low block as well. I don't anticipate, you know, Derek Lively getting a ton of low block touches until that continues to develop for him. But I think Daniel Gafford, when he was playing against bench units, he started to get the ball more often in the post last season and was very effective doing that. So I would think that could be an opportunity to work the ball inside, you know, for this team with the center rotation.
Get you out of here with this. And like I said, we're in the very early phase of this, so we still got it's a marathon, not a sprint, as they like to say. Clay, PJ, I mean, this was a very just, you know, we had ideas of what this team was going to look like last year. We all know how that turned out. How has this team looked so far as just shooting the rock? Because obviously we know that they're bringing plenty of size, but how they're looking shooting the rock?
Yeah, I think for the most part, it's been D'Angelo Russell impressing with shot making. Klay Thompson's always going to be Klay Thompson. I think there's been stretches where you see Cooper Flagg make, like, you know, whether it's like a basic step back when he's doing spot shooting. But there, I think his jump shot is still going to be, you know, a relative work in progress to be highly consistent, especially against NBA defenses. But I think that's definitely going to be the limitation of this team is just the overall, you know, shooting from outside of like Klay Thompson, D'Angelo Russell. I think we haven't seen too much of, you know, PJ Washington because he hit his head earlier in camp and, you know, wasn't really on the floor when we got out there yesterday. But he's another player that's kind of an X factor in the shooting department, in my opinion, where sometimes he can get really hot like he did against the Thunder in the playoffs. But sometimes, you know, there's games where he might shoot like a, you know, 3 for 18 over a couple games or something like that. So definitely going to need consistency from the supporting cast in that regard.
Grant, tell the folks at home who, shame on them if they're not following you already, where they can find you at on the socials.
Yeah, my full name on Twitter is where I'm most active, Grant AFS ETH, and then you can read my articles with notes from each, you know, training camp day while we're in this period, and just content throughout the season on DallasHoopsJournal.com.
Roger that, my friend. Grant, keep doing the Lord's work up there, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, anytime. The one, the only, Mr. Grant Avsith. All right, 1 hour in the books, boys and girls. Let's turn our attention to a little baseball. Obviously, the biggest news of the week is that your Texas Rangers are sans skipper right now, as Bruce Bochy and the team decided not to renew their vows. Jeremy Affeldt, who spent some time, won three World Series with Boch. He joins us next, talking all things Bruce Bochy and a little playoff baseball. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.